Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jade.
Hello,
nerd. This is Vixen Jade, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans, Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
Damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hello, you guys, and if you're hearing my voice, I apologize. No, I'm kidding. Welcome to another episode of The Week in Review. On tonight's show, we have a special guest, Mike Linder. Don't know who he is yet, but you will pretty soon.
On top of that, we also have what happens when a celebrity goes Mother Russia on a coach. We got the new Spider-Man actor has been chosen. And of course, plus 80s video games are coming back with an actor who we've been talking about recently a lot. On top of that, we're not talking about pixel people. We got a bunch of cool stuff from Florida Supercon and E3 on the Week in Review coming up right now.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review only on the EO1 Network.
Welcome back, guys. Hello to our new listeners. I apologize for us destroying your little brain cells with all the facts we have to say. To our old listeners, welcome back, and thank you for allowing us to share another night with you. I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
I am beyond excited for two things.
What are they?
Number one, SuperCon is literally.
It's right tomorrow. What are you talking about literally? It's tomorrow. Damn,
it's hours away. I am super excited. I am literally walking around in the studio in my Wonder Woman costume.
If you guys have not gotten your tickets, it's simple. Go to floridasupercon.com. Get your tickets now. Purchase your photo ops also for all these celebrities we're going to be talking about today. I mean, we got Billy Dee Williams, Peter Mayhew, Dana Snyder, Linda Blair, all
Linda
these people.
Blair.
It's amazing. It's crazy.
I am so geeking out right now. This is a side of me you normally, it's true. You see this side all the time.
Yeah.
And then the other reason why I'm excited, and I was actually crying when I saw this, is the Life in Color movie from last year. They actually played it again today. If you haven't seen it, it's on Facebook and on the Life in Color website.
Oh, no. It's on elementsonight.com under the news section. Yes, I already posted it up there. I'm on top of the game here.
You didn't share this info with me. I thought you were slacking with
No. If you guys visit www.elementsonight.com, you will see the Life in Color after movie, which on top of it announced our lovely date for Miami. You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
It's going to be Saturday, January 16th, 2016. Don't cry for me, Miami. I was going to say Argentina. But whatever.
Don't cry.
I know. Well, it's Madonna. Don't cry for me, Miami. Don't cry for me, Miami, because we did this for the simple fact that our shows are always right by Christmas time.
Yeah, and a lot of people can make it.
If we would have done it this year, it would have been December 26th or the 25th, and you're not going to go there and tell your family, screw you guys, I'm going to go get painted. So
I would, but that's just me.
Yeah. So besides that, we changed the date. It's next year. We have a sick lineup. Tickets go on sale July 16th. So make sure when you go on there and buy your tickets, you use promo code EON to save on your tickets. So, bunch of events coming up.
Yes.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, while we wait for him to call, our guest tonight is Mike Linder. And I thank you so much for coming on the air at such short notice. But the reason why I asked him to be on the show tonight is because there's a side of SuperCon that me as a raver was not aware. Mm-hmm. There's actual rave parties after the SuperCon event, and people that have tickets to attend the event could actually attend this rave for free.
Yep.
So I'll be raving tomorrow with Superman. or Batman or Skeletor.
No, you can't go with Batman because you don't like Batman.
Whatever. I'm just thinking of names.
Okay.
But so I wanted to get on the air, and hopefully he'll be on the air soon, and he could explain to us how this started. You know, where exactly in the facility the event's going to take place. If you don't want to go in costume, but you want to go in your race gear, if that's allowed. I want to talk to him.
We have that coming up, which is amazing. It's actually all 4 days. They'll be doing it. It starts at 10:30 at night. This Friday, we have the grand opening of the club formerly known as Nocturnal. It's called Bikoi. It's right next to Space and Therapy. You can't miss this. The white building right there. We got ladies 18 and up are free until 12:30, and guys 21 and up are in reduced.
Yes.
Very simple. Just use promo code. Just say EON at the door. And we have our...
Why is your keyboard going, like, all, like, creepy?
I don't know.
Maybe because it's Linda Blair.
I shouldn't touch stuff.
The spirit of the Exorcist.
This Saturday, we also have Kato K. We have Kato K at Steam Miami. We got free entry for ladies, 18 and up. And guys, 21 and up, you will get in for free for that event. It's pretty cool. And then next week, we have Lucas, who is at A State of Carnage.
Yes! Lucas is back home, people! If you missed him at Carnage, you have a chance to see him now up close and personal at our new home, Club Steam. We have a guest list.
Yes. I just announced it. It's free for ladies, 18 and up. And guys, 21 and up are free.
Yes, I'm asking to repeat in case somebody missed it. You know
what I mean? Ladies, 18 and up are in for free, and guys, 21 and up are in for free. If you don't understand what free means you don't pay any money if you get
nothing.
There by 12:30.
Nothing. They're accepting WIC cards. I'm kidding.
No, they're not. Don't have to work for a WIC card.
So, anywho, Lucas, he blew me away.
Yes.
At A State of Carnage. He was amazing. I mean, pretty much the whole lineup for A State of Carnage is crazy.
Well,
I can't wait to see him again.
Well, he's going
to
be there. It's going to be a lot longer set than he had. It's going to be more than an hour. It's going to be like 2 hours. So check it out. It's going to be amazing. You guys can check all this stuff out on our website, www.elementsonight.com. Super cool. And on top of that, you can also call in if you want to call in right now. If you're there, you know, getting your costumes ready for
exactly.
SuperCon.
I asked a couple of days ago on Instagram.
Let me give the number out to the people.
But let me explain to why.
No, but let me get the number out first.
Okay, go ahead, bro. Go.
You guys can call in at 516-387-1667.
Or you could DM us or tweet us your costumes. Speaking of costumes.
What?
Do we want to give our shout-outs now or are we going to save that for our super costumes?
You can give our shout-outs now.
I have two cool people on Instagram.
Okay.
Captain.passive.aggressive and Wonder Costumes. These people have, like, the best costumes. It's not cheesy. I mean, whatever you want to be for raves, whatever you want to be for the cons, these are the people to see. And I can't wait to meet them at the actual SuperCon. They have a booth.
Mm-hmm.
Their booth number is 2020.
Yes.
So I'll be passing by you guys with, you know, Evolution stickers because I know that Captain Passive Aggressive listens to Evolution 95 and so does Wonder Costume. So I can't wait to give them their goodies, take pictures of them, meet you guys. I want you to want to post your pictures on our Instagram page and our website page.
Yes. You guys are going to be able to see us. We'll be tweeting our pictures when we get there. We'll be posting on our Instagram, both on our personal ones and our network ones. It's EON_network. My personal is EON Phase. That's EONPHAZE. And obviously, yours is?
Copywritten.
It's VixenJ0601, since she's very much a copyright and stuff.
It's copyrighted.
It's trademarked and all that. But without that, let's go into our quick commercial.
Yes.
Comic-Con is coming to Miami. Florida SuperCon is June 25th to the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. SuperCon is the largest Comic-Con in South Florida, with celebrities and artists from your favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, anime, video games, and comic books. Meet stars from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, Once Upon a Time, Star Wars, Star Trek, Clerks, your favorite cartoons, video games, and more. Get your tickets today at FloridaSuperCon.com.
Get into our Florida SuperCon thing, but that sound means that we have a tweet coming in.
Yes, we do. From my backseat co-host,
that's,
Jeff.
That little thing's going to be playing a lot tonight. I know that already.
Jeff says that he's so jelly because we have press passes. Supercon. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
so,
we do.
We're going to start off with an announcement that was done yesterday.
You're pregnant.
You look, I got extra large on my costume for the simple fact where it can fit. And thank God I did because it fit. Snug, but it fit. All right?
Okay, moving on.
Linda Blair.
Yes.
Is going to be at Florida Supercon.
Yes.
She was just announced, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday.
That was like a left field. Like, I didn't think she was going to be there and all that. This is the original Exorcist girl.
Yes.
The one that puked everywhere and all that crazy stuff.
And stabbed herself with a cross.
Yes.
And her BGG.
Damn it, she looks like she's normal in the picture. You would think that a person
she's
like...
flipping off a dude. Like, I already had like a million and one questions in my head.
No, you would think that somebody like that, that went through that traumatic experience as a movie actor doing that, would, you know, suffer brain damage or something.
Why? That's like the coolest role ever.
You stick a cross in your vada.
She didn't really do it.
I know that, but still.
I know people that stuff worse.
Like, I want to say something right now. Since we're talking about actors and all that, you do know that the kid from Star Wars...
Do you want to do the tweets out or not?
Wait.
Oh.
The kid from Star Wars...
He got
the young
a
car
in...
the young boy, yeah. The young boy, he got into... He got arrested for a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
And he said that he's been having problems and all that stuff and crazy stuff. But, you know...
You know that's going to get old real quick. So, the tweet says, can she still spin her head around and piss on the floor?
We'll ask her that. We'll ask her.
I will ask her. No, seriously, no joke. I have so many questions for Billy D. I have so many questions for Linda. I have so many questions for Dana from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I am like, I'm like a little kid at a candy store right now with those press passes.
So.
Could you imagine my selfie with Linda Blair?
Oh my god. I mean, we have the thing with Florida Supercon is that you have a full spectrum of everything. You have wrestlers, you have actors, you have voice actors, you have it's pretty much everything out there. So it's super cool. Like you got wrestling superstars from WWE, Daniel Bryan, Paige, Kane, Jerry Lawler, JBL, Mickey James, Ron Simmons, and Tito Santana are going to be there. So did you know that Jerry Lawler is actually a comic book writer?
I think we did. Yes. We actually have one of them.
I just wanted to make sure you
are. Are we taking the first copy that they're giving out from the last conference to sign it?
I'm going to find it so you can get it signed. I actually have a bunch of comic books. I ordered Zombies vs. Cheerleaders.
You ordered my Spider one.
Yes. But yes. I ordered Zombies vs. Cheerleaders. The actual drawer is going to be there for that one. Billy D. Williams from
is
Star Wars.
Is drawer the proper name?
The artist.
The artist, thank you.
The inker.
The inker.
The writer. The everything of that.
The person that traces.
Yes. Charlie Alder, the voice actor and director best known for roles as Buster Bunny and Tiny Toons, is going to be there. He also did Starscream. He also did...
I wonder if we have press passes if you could say you're now listening to Vixen Day in his Buster Bunny voice.
Yeah, we can ask him that.
That'll be so cool.
He also did Ed Bighead in Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, nice.
Plus, you know what the funny thing is? The guy who did the voice of Rocko is going to be there also. As Florida Supercon. So it's a lot of cool people going to be there and all that. I mean, who are you excited about seeing?
Everybody, to be honest. I mean, what I love about the cons, it's not that we get to dress up in our favorite characters or whatnot and meet new people. It's the actual one-on-one interaction you have with these people that you grew up with either reading comic books or, you know, seeing them on movies or on TV. So actually having that one-on-one time with them, that means the most to me.
Yes.
I mean, I know I said this a lot of times, but it's a moment and a memory I'll never forget when we actually met the writer of Wolverine.
Yes.
And I asked him, why did you kill Wolverine? And he just said, it had to be done. And he just wished me away.
But it's cool. You also had Dan Slott, who's the one that wrote the Death of Spider-Man. And that guy was a super cool guy.
Super chill. He wanted café con leche.
You know, he's there you know, some guy had an original stencil of like an old Spider-Man. He's like, oh my God, I need to buy that.
And he bought it from the guy.
I need to buy it like right now. Oh my God, like I can't leave this booth, but I need to get the money so I can buy that. Like I'll pay whatever. Because it was just Jameson in the stencil, but it's just, that's where you know that you see that this is very, very passionate. It's about the comics. Now it's getting more into the movies and the TV shows.
We're going to talk about that.
It's all about the comic books. They're super cool. They're super chill.
I mean, my moment with Jose Adobo was amazing.
You know, Dana Snyder, I heard he's amazing when you go meet him.
He follows me on Instagram. Okay. We chat. We do.
You also have, like, Haley Atwer, which is Peggy Carter from Agent Peggy Carter. Peggy Carter from S.H.I.E.L.D., who is also the love interest of Captain America before he went into the ice and froze to death for years. And she died.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whatever, it happens. Who else do we have? We have, have you seen The Dark Knight?
Do I have to?
Did you ever see The Dark Knight with Joker? Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. The original one.
Eric Roberts is going to be there, who was Sal Maroni. Mm-hmm. He was one of the villains. He's a main villain in every single movie that you see.
So are you going to be geeking out in front of him?
I'm going to geek out to a lot of people.
Oh, I know, me too.
So, I mean, you guys have to get your tickets. It's fun. It's enjoyable. We're going dressed up.
Well, not on Friday. We're wearing our Evolution shirts.
But you will see us Saturday and Sunday. Well, you cannot dress up on Friday because we're going right after work and all this. It's crazy. So.
Yeah, I don't think my job will allow me to go to work dressed as Superwoman.
No. Well, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, you know, we are trying to schedule as much time as we can. Find us there. I know a lot of you guys have been tweeting me, Instagramming us, Facebooking us to find you guys. It's going to be easier if you guys find us.
I mean, I am going dressed up in this really cool
anime style
rare
Wonder Woman
costume that's not really seen out there. It's not the traditional one. And come on now, I'll be carrying my little stuffed panda with a Superman cape.
And then, of course, you also have...
And a microphone. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb.
And then you have Skeletor right next to her and all that. I was designing my staff. Unfortunately, I did this way too late, thinking, oh, I can do this in 2 weeks. Things happened, and it did not gel correctly.
I mean, it didn't look like a ram's head.
Don't start. It was a ram's head. The only problem is that it didn't stick well with the stick.
It looked like a goat.
Whatever. You know what? Hold it. Wait till you need me to make something for you. I'm not going to make you anything. But...
I hope to see a friend, Asakura, there.
Asakura is going to be there. Actually, we had him on our show before. If you guys have not checked it out.
Cool guy. Unlikely Heroes.
ElementalNight.com. You guys can see all the old shows that we had and everything. He's going to be there in a booth. I know Hardy's Love Shack, who was a guest that we were supposed to have on our show. She's going to have a booth there. We're actually going to do our interview finally with her.
Thank God. Can't wait. So, I'm excited.
This should be our guest.
Yes. Let's get him on.
So.
Hi, welcome to the Weekend Review. Is this Mike?
This is. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling and welcome. Like, I don't know if you heard us at the beginning of the show, but we're really excited to talk to you. I mean, I have a lot of questions. I didn't think that Supercons or any cons had any ties to the rave world. This is the first time I actually see rave parties at a Supercon. Is this something that's been going on for a while, or is this relatively new?
They've been doing this for at least 5 years.
Where have I been?
What was that?
Where have I been?
I don't know. They do it every time late at night. Over about the last 3 years is when they start bringing in, like, you know, DJs and taking it a bit more seriously.
Nice. And where exactly in the facility is the rave party going to take place?
It's going to be in the Flamingo Ballrooms, which is where when you get into the con, if you go to the right, they're the huge ballrooms. So they're pretty big. A few thousand people at least.
Oh, wow. Nice. You know, I started noticing the connection between ravers and cosplayers at the festivals. You've been seeing a lot of Spider-Mans. You've been seeing a lot of Pikachu. So it would make sense to have this type of event at this SuperCon.
Yes.
Do you cosplay?
I do. I've had some failed attempts in the past, and I'm getting better at it. I've got a really good costume that I have a friend who helps me, who's a great prop maker, who helped me make a custom Doctor Doom mask. And
nice.
So I'm gonna be a full Doctor Doom. I'm gonna be me and my co-resident DJ Lorenzo, who's also his DJ name is DJ Chaos. Him and I are both going to be Court of Owls members on from Batman on Friday.
Cool. That is really cool. So how did you get involved with the whole... I mean, I know that you did a fetish event not that long ago.
Yeah, I've worked for the Fetish Factory for about 5 years. I just did their big anniversary weekend, and they do a cosplay party once a year. Their anniversary weekend gets thousands of people from all over the world. It's been 20 years running.
Nice.
But yeah, they just did a more adult themed cosplay party that just happened a few months two weeks ago actually, and it was amazing.
I'm sure I wanted to go. When I saw, I'm like, no, why wasn't this person in my life? So I guess the next question I have, I mean, so you cosplay, and I'm sure you rave since you also DJ.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, so I
like being behind the scenes. I like being behind the scenes. I'm kind of a control freak, so like whenever I'm in a club or an event that I'm not working, I kind of go nuts, like over analyzing everything. I don't know how to turn off the switch because I don't just DJ, I run events.
Okay.
So I over analyze everything whenever I'm in a room and I'm not working, so I can never turn that switch in my head off.
So then let me ask you this: if you had the opportunity to have a full blown event basically on what you're doing this weekend, would you actually do it? Like, let's say, like, Ultra? Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, I run an event, a monthly event called Black Fridays. It used to be weekly, but I just I don't have the strength to do it every week anymore. But
right.
We get a few hundred people every time. We do different events with different themes once a month. And we hire burlesque dancers and have a whole thing. We've done Batman events. We've done a Big Lebowski event. We're doing like an 80s fantasy theme event next week. So we do, I also started and host the Fort Lauderdale Zombie Walk that we do every year. So I do some pretty big events, nothing that gets the type of people that SuperCon gets with, like, you know, 30,000 people, but
of course.
I do okay.
You know, you're my new best friend. I see, there's a reason why we met. So then, for our listeners, probably the ones that have never been to a SuperCon or probably never been to a rave party after the SuperCon, what would they be expecting as soon as they walk into this flamingo room?
Well, we normally start it off a little slow and build up throughout the night. It depends. You know, some nights it starts off slow because there's so many other things going on. And
mm-hmm.
then we're the last thing going. So as the night goes
right.
on, it just builds and builds and builds and gets bigger and bigger. And, of course, as the music starts to seep through the halls because we get pretty loud.
Yeah.
it kind of draws them like a moth to flame. And it just gets bigger and crazier, and people still come in costumes. And there's normally a vendor there selling all sorts of light-up stuff, and they just let loose. I mean, it's a lot of these people don't really have a chance to go to dance clubs on a normal basis or go out, and especially in South Florida, you know, there's a lot of things are 21 and up, so a lot of
mm-hmm.
the kids who come to these parties are younger, so
exactly.
I try and treat them with my sets and with the DJs I hire. I try and treat them like adults. I try
mm-hmm.
and not pander and, you know, tone things down. I know that they get really excited for this and they want to have that real experience, you know?
That is so cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, I'm excited. On Friday, we're not going to be in our costumes because we're going to be wearing our Evolution t-shirts. So you'll probably see us. We're going to stick out like sore thumbs because I definitely want to meet you. But definitely,
oh, come up and say hi. Absolutely.
Absolutely, I will be there. I'm like, Mike, it's me, your new best friend. And he'll be like, what? I don't know you. What are you talking about? But on Saturday and Sunday, we will be in our costumes. And I mean, I'm actually looking forward to this. I'm getting the best of both worlds. I'm getting my nerd side on, and I'm getting my raver side on.
Yep. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
So what type of music do you guys play? Do you guys play trap? Do you guys play trance? Or is this just a little bit of everything?
It's normally a little bit of everything. It will lean more on the EDM side.
Okay.
I've been heavily in the house and tech house lately, but that's
nice.
A little more subdued for this crowd. So Basically, what we just do is open format, but leaning more towards EDM, where I personally, because the crowd can get really diverse, you just kind of throw a bit of everything at them, and what they start to, you read the crowd, and whatever they start to react to is what you play for the rest of the night. Of course, I've got tons of remixes of 8-bit, 8-bit old Nintendo music and stuff like that, and different sound effects to throw in. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with it.
I'm having fun. I'm excited, and I'm not even there yet.
I mean, I'm excited. It starts tomorrow, and I just cannot wait. I just can't. I mean, this is like the biggest event Florida, Miami has.
It is. Next to the festival, this is like the one thing that everybody is looking forward to.
Yep.
I'm super excited.
I'm happy. I've been with them for a few years. I mean, I started off, even though I was DJing back then, I started off just working sound and light on the main stage, helping, I'd help build the stage and things like that. And eventually they let me DJ the main stage, and, now I'm running it. But it's just really I'm just really glad that Mike gave me the chance to, trusted me to hire all the people. We have go-go dancers each night. We have different DJs on Friday and Saturday that'll be spinning next to me. I was really happy to get Jason Daniel, who has been Ultra for the past. He's been on a DJ at Ultra for the past 5 years. He's an amazing DJ. Lorenzo, who's DJing Friday night with me, he's been DJing for over 15 years. He's played Ultra before. He's been a resident DJ at several clubs. I mean, I've got some really great talent and some really. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're basically creating a mini Ultra for all these little young ravers and cosplayers during SuperCon.
I'm going to try.
I have faith in you, my friend. You can do this. And don't judge me when you see me shuffling and doing my little glow dancing thing. Don't judge.
Awesome.
So where can our listeners follow you? Because you seem to be having like a bunch of events under your wings, and I want to go. I'm sure our listeners would want to go. Where can they follow you?
They can just go to facebook.com/LinderSmash. That's my DJ name. It's because I'm an incredible Hulk fanatic, so it's my last name and Smash. You'll see. That's why the Hulk is the picture for that. It's my nickname. So.
So you'll know it's me when I go Hulk Smash. It's me.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. So you can go there. The page for the other events that I do is facebook.com/ClubBlackFridays with an S at the end. And that's about it. Or just through Facebook. I had a website, but I don't keep up with it very much. There's lindersmash.com, but I think right now it just redirects back to the Facebook page.
Cool. I mean, Mike, you are my new best friend. So whenever you have events coming up, no, seriously, I'm not kidding. I'm cheesing right now. So whenever you have events coming up, you're more than welcome to call us or message me or whatever, and we will gladly put you back on the show. If you have any flyers that you would like for us to put on our website, you're more than welcome to send that our way.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome. I really appreciate that.
And like I told you through Messenger, our co-host on Evolution will be talking about this great event. Briefly, they're going from what we're telling them on their morning show tomorrow. So I think you'll be getting a great exposure from us.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I can't wait, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And I guess we'll see you all weekend.
Yes, I'm going to be your new stalker friend. It's me. And we'll be taking a lot of selfies.
Awesome.
Bye, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye. Thank you.
That was cool.
He is my new best friend.
I'm excited.
I love him.
So, I mean, Florida SuperCon, FloridaSuperCon.com. Get your tickets now. I mean, I'm telling you, it's they're giving you everything this whole entire weekend. I'm super excited. I just cannot wait. And no, that's not a tweet. I thought it was a tweet.
No, it's not a tweet.
But we have some other news.
You're pregnant.
No. Why would you say that? That's better than you know.
But did you know I'm pregnant?
Involve yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did you know.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
This is your segment.
Oh!
I don't know why you're looking at me like...
I'm sorry, I was... Because they're saying... Well, let me share this. This is why I got distracted. They just posted that Skrillex finished doing his collaborations with Justin Bieber, and now he wants to do something with, what's-her-face, Taylor Swift. And I'm like, but why? Who's next? Pitbull? I mean, I think he's going too mainstream. He's doing... He's pulling David Guetta.
There you go.
And I don't like where this is going.
So, did you know that Skrillex is now going with Taylor Swift? No, they didn't. Now they do.
Now they know.
You go ahead.
Did you know, since we're doing the topic of whole Supercons, the San Diego Comic-Con was founded as the Golden State Comic Book Convention in 1970. This included pretty much artists, comic book artists. It was like a job fair.
Yes.
For new upcoming comic book artists or writers or whatever. You will go to this comic book convention and try to get a job within one of the big comic book industries at that time.
And it was small. It was like, I think it fit 300 people.
If anything.
Was in the beginning, it was 300 people.
Right. And people actually fight to get into this convention. Mm-hmm. And then with time, it started growing and branching out, and it's the super cons and cons that we see today.
Yeah, San Diego's one of the biggest ones. It's the main one. Artists, people from all over the world go there. It is huge. It's actually in July.
Yeah.
We will go there next year because obviously tickets are sold out. So I do want to go next year.
Yes.
But it's insane. The other thing that we did not know was this part right here. I mean, that this is the first year.
Oh, that was what you told me. Yeah, this will be the first year since 2011 that Marvel will not be going to the San Diego Comic Con.
Yep, Marvel, Sony, and I forgot the other movie company have backed out of San Diego Comic-Con. There's not really anything coming out. They have Ant-Man, so you have Jeff Rudd there, and you have Civil War, which comes out, you know, later on in the year. So there's really not anything for them to really bring out to anybody. Am I mad about it? Not really, because I'm not going to be there. But San Diego is another Comic-Con, which I don't think you people know, is that you get exclusive items from Hasbro, from...
Oh, but I think that goes for any con and every Super
San con. Diego is the only Comic-Con that gives the most exclusive items that you will not find in any other con.
So you said.
Yes.
I bet you Bing Bing China has it.
No. Maybe the Chinese wannabe version of it, but not the original one. So, it's San Diego. You have to go. And if you did not know that San Diego started off in 1970...
Well, now you know.
And now you know.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Con, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
Every time that little snore comes up, you start laughing. She's fine the whole entire time. We're talking in the back, like, oh, this is what's next, and this is what the producer wants us to do. And she hears a, and then she just goes into that. Can we kick her out of the office right now for a second?
I can't. No, because the show is called Fixin' J, not Fame.
You can cast my phone on Friday.
Wait! We're missing someone.
Oh, yeah. We've been here in the studio, and we forgot that we were missing.
No, I'm kidding.
We've been so excited. Like, the producer's like, look, you guys got the press passes.
We could be missing you. We don't even know.
Here's all the information for E3. Here's all the information for Comic-Con. We got a guy on the show for today. You guys are doing great, and we're here talking. We're like, it's been 30 minutes into the show. We're like, We're canon. What just happened? Jesus Christ, bro. Ever since that, he threw that girl down from England to Tricky from London, pedido.
Done.
Like, she's taking him to another level.
Done.
So, we got cool stuff coming out. Since we're in this whole entire Comic-Con stuff and all that, there's no theme park news, guys, today, because there's nothing to talk about theme parks. We have announcement for Spider-Man.
He's retarded.
Wow, bro. No, we have Tom Holland has been picked to star in the role of Spider-Man in a standalone movie that is set to come out in 2017. Plus, we also heard, it's a rumor, that he's been sent off to Captain America Civil War.
Wait, isn't that the little scrawny kid?
No, he's not the one from Ender's Game. It's another kid that they picked.
They have switched so many times. Who's going to play this role?
Well, supposedly this kid was with Chris Evans and what's this guy's name? Robert Downey Jr. doing an actual, like, talk through to see if he actually fits good with, like, gels good with them for the movie. And they said, no, he gelled perfectly. So, bam, he got picked. I don't know who that is.
Pick it up.
Let's see who it is. We have a caller.
Hey, caller. Welcome to the Weekend Review.
I cannot believe you went 35 minutes and didn't notice that you did not have John on the show with you. That is inexcusable.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if it's John, though.
I mean,
John is scarred somewhere really bad.
You know how... I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
I messaged you with him. Oh. You know what the sad thing is? That we're here talking to the, you know, to Mike, you know, from SuperCon, and this and that. And I'm like, wait, where's John?
Completely inexcusable.
I don't think he knows.
You need to have a John Cannon tribute show now.
Okay, we will.
Can we invite the donkey from Tijuana?
Hey, look, yes, you need to have Tijuana in there, and you gotta have a couple of butthurt jokes in there too, because I know John.
And a couple of chimichimis from Vegas.
Oh,
exactly. Exactly.
Thank you for calling, my backseat co-host.
I had to. I couldn't just sit in the back seat and let you guys.
Oh,
you know,
shut up! Did you honestly realize John was not here?
Of course I did. It was the first thing I noticed. Like, where's John? Where's John? I know he's late all the time, but where is he this week?
Lies! You would have tweeted me or messaged me. Where's Cannon? That's not true. Lies. That's a lie.
Oops.
All right. Well, In all fairness, my mother called me halfway through the show, and then she kept me on the phone, and she was blabbering about something like
right.
My mom
and
always
then, and
does.
And then the kids were running, and you couldn't go. I got you. Okay, so we're back.
The kids are asleep, and I'm still on a high because I was at Heroes Con in Charlotte this past weekend, and that was fun too.
How was that? I know you posted pictures and the whole Star Wars theme thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I couldn't resist the Star Wars stuff. It was awesome. The only thing that stinks is that I couldn't afford to go see Stan Lee.
Oh,
because he was here, and it just cost way too much money to see Stan Lee.
How much was it?
Really, I mean, well, it depends on what you wanted. It was like $80 for a picture, and $100 for an autograph, and you had to have the 3-day pass just to qualify to get those things, which I didn't have because I didn't have 3 days to go to it, and then they had a meet and greet on Friday night to, you know, meet and greet with Stan Lee, and it was $500 to do that. And like,
you could have sold your
kidneys, little...
you could have sold your kidneys, your wife, your kids.
There are a lot of people in Charlotte who are butthurt to go see that thing. I'm sure.
Really?
Like, man,
I mean,
the man
is what, 90? He's not going to be around very long.
No, like, get Spider-Man number one and make him sign it.
Let's be honest, he's the Hugh Hefner of superheroes, you know?
Exactly. I would have sold both of my fake boobs. My kidneys, Phil, my children, just to get a picture.
You know, Vixen, in all fairness, you'd have to sell both of the fake boobs because if you just sold one, you'd look ridiculous.
You know, keep that in mind. So was your con, like, bigger or smaller like the ones that we have here in South Florida?
No, it's not a huge one, but it's fun because it's right uptown. You know, I don't have to travel for it. But it's nothing compared to what they do in San Diego or in Atlanta. And it's probably not as big as what you guys have in Florida, because we don't have any huge names at ours. You guys have Billy freaking D. Williams, which is pretty darn cool.
Speaking of which, do you have any questions you want me to ask him on your behalf?
I'd have to think about it. Really, the first thing that comes to mind is, how much fun did he have doing his little spot on Scrubs when he played Mandy Moore's uncle? And they kept making the Lando Calrissian jokes the whole episode. That's like, is that his career? He's always going to be Lando and Lando jokes? Is that everything he's done since Star Wars, just Lando jokes?
I mean, I was going to ask him how they did a little cartoon of him in a Robot Chicken.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And he must, and of course he did the spot on Star Wars Rebels. I guess he needs another paycheck. So, and I don't blame him.
Well, they want to put him in the main movie, so they'll put him in the cartoon. So
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Lando probably didn't survive the 30 years to make it to Force Awakens. That's my guess. He might have gotten, you know, cut down in a drug war over to Banagas or something like that. And he got stuck in a flyby shoot down or something crazy like that. I don't know. But there's a reason why he's not in the movie. I don't know what it is. Ask him that. Why isn't he not an old man in the Force Awakens?
Oh, my God. I will. Text me that one. So I know you didn't dress up because I saw your pictures, but what was the craziest costume you saw when you were there?
Well, first let me tell you, the reason I didn't dress up is because it was 100 degrees here this weekend.
Oh,
it was ridiculously hot. And I don't deal with heat that well, and every costume I have is way too heavy. Well, the craziest costume I saw a girl who did was really good. She did a zombie costume. And she had the makeup where half of her face was ripped off. And then she had a prosthetic piece of the face hanging off of her head.
What?
So it looked like her face was getting ripped off. It was really wild. Like, I looked at her, I'm like, that's really disgusting and really good. I was really impressed with the makeup work she had. I couldn't stop staring. And her boyfriend was looking at me. I'm like, look, I'm just admiring the makeup. I don't think she looks hot like this, man. I really don't. You know, I think the makeup work is really good.
I'm
not checking her out.
How cool.
What else? I don't know. I saw a scout trooper. I saw a woman dressed up as a Trill from Star Trek. I saw Jean-Luc Picard get off the train. As you know, to get there, you know, I'm like, man, it's hot wearing a Starfleet uniform, but hey, you know, to each his own, you know, their cosplayers are hardcore. Me, I don't like the heat.
The
basketball team heat I like, but you know, it's like, it was too hot. It was 100 degrees, and all my costumes were like 100% polyester. I'd have been miserable. Plus, you know, I probably would have worn my Star Trek uniform if I'd worn anything, and I wish that I had just to do the Star Wars pictures wearing a Starfleet uniform. I think that would have been absolutely hilarious. I missed the boat on that one.
You were badly planning this event.
Right.
Bad planning on his behalf.
Yep.
Bad.
Yes,
see,
really
we forgive
poor.
You. We forgive
really,
you
really,
for that.
It was really poor planning. I'm sorry, what?
I will forgive you for your poor planning if you forgive us for forgetting about John. We'll call it even.
All right, you and I will call it even. I cannot speak for John, though, on that one. I don't know where he is. I'm going to be wondering now, like, where is John?
He's with the donkey in Tijuana.
What is he doing with that jackass?
That butt hurt.
He's probably riding that jackass, you know? Like, you people ride donkeys, right?
Oh, my God, I can't.
Even worse, I bet it's a rented mule.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I like it better when he actually calls and he's out of backseat coach. Yeah.
Well, I can say the jokes quicker this way. And by the way, I prefer backdoor co-host. That's how I like it.
You are. Well, my love, I have to let you go because there's a
That's fun.
Is
it John?
No, it's not John. He's still missing.
Is it John? Please tell me it's Julio. I hope it is. I miss Julio.
It is one of our favorite DJs from Evolution 93.5, DJ Grimm.
What's
Hello?
Up, guys?
What's
hey.
Up?
Hey! What's up?
What is up, my friend? So, we're talking about SuperCon. You excited?
Okay.
So, who's your favorite superhero?
favorite superhero. We have this argument all the time. You know, Surf. Surf is a huge Captain America fan. I, of course, am a huge Wolverine and Iron Man fan. Yeah, I mean, you gotta love indestructibility and
we
fast healing.
We had a professional cosplayer from Australia on the show. He actually does Wolverine.
Yep.
Super
nice.
He actually, because we did was it FaceTime with him? So if you want one day, I'll show you the video. The guy was super funny.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. And then my
what's up, Phil? Long time no see, man.
Like,
Jesus,
you know,
man.
Like, we practically live with you now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like every day. I mean, you know, you gotta love it. Being out in Miami, it's still 90 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. It's horrible.
Seriously,
that's gotta suck for the cosplayers.
No, I was gonna tell you that. So we just interviewed, I don't know if you were listening, Mike Landon. He does the rave parties after the SuperCon.
Nice.
Super cool guy. I told Surf, so hopefully Surf will be talking about this tomorrow morning in the morning sushi. But if you guys ever want to talk to him or whatnot, I guess in your show, I will give you his contact info.
Sounds good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got Dark Sessions coming up in about 15 minutes. So
exactly.
you know how that is.
So I'm getting ready to listen.
I gotta get in that mood.
So for our listeners, they're just first time hearing about Evolution and you guys, what's the Dark Sessions about and what's your show for My Visa to Miami about?
Oh man, I mean, according to me or according to people who listen to my show?
No, because we share comments. No, according to you, according to the artist, the master.
All right. Well, my favorite show obviously would be Dark Sessions. I love it. It's like a limited engaged show. It's only Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, so it's really like a good detach from reality for me. Just because if you're into the EDM scene, a lot of DJs now are into that bubblegum house and they're into the mainstream. And my show is really about like, look, this is the roots. This is where it came from. This is where music started, back when disco, branched off into freestyle and house, and freestyle eventually died. Although there are people that still listen to it, and no disrespect to you guys. I mean, keep it alive as long as you can. But house
is still alive.
Well, he's alive. Why isn't he going to die? I mean, he doesn't have to die just because he isn't relevant. He's old. I mean, he's got to be, 50, 60 something. No, he's got to be in his 50s maybe. He can't be that much. But I mean, my show, I mean, I just love it. It's back to that, that grassroots, Frankie Knuckles, 125, although I know Eon throws his shows at 140. That's no disrespect to 140. I can't think that fast, especially not at 9 o'clock at night.
No,
I'll go to 136 sometimes, maybe.
That's like me. I'll go at 125 is the high point of my show, maybe the beginning or end, like somewhere in the middle. Like it drops down to like 116. It's like a person's heartbeat, like barely alive. But it's really cool. It gets really deep. From Ibiza to Miami, that's really up to interpretation. Just because it doesn't have a strict sound. Just because the way that I envision the show is just because Miami and Ibiza are the EDM capitals of their of their respective continent. Miami is the EDM capital of North America, as is Ibiza for Europe. And believe it or not, even though the landscapes are drastically different, and the music is just the same, the sounds that you hear over there are obviously the sounds that you hear here, the women are sexy, the beaches are beautiful. I mean, it is what it is. And there's no specific sound. It really is, what inspires me that day, because that's really what happens over there. You'll have a trap set going on at Pasha one day, and another day you have, just a deep house set, the same, in the same weekend. So it's not just, this island, Caribbean sound that,
right.
Stereotype might go to. But it's really cool in that aspect, and it's on in the mornings, 11 on Evolution 935.
You know what I love about Grim? Not the fact that he's, so many facts about music, where it comes from and whatnot. From Ibiza to Miami show, I call it my brunch mix, because I listen to it before I go to lunch. And then he has all these little Easter eggs. Because one day he played Star Wars. The other day he played Yeehaw. Then he played Bluster Dominance. I'm like, wait, what? That's my little Easter egg in his mix. So I listen every day wondering, what are they going to do today?
I like changing it up. I like throwing these little snippets and these little samples where people are listening to it and they're like, oh, it's pretty much, I one day I threw in Rick Ross, Ross Hustling, and I threw in Looney's I Got Five on it just because, why not? And it's people are like, oh man, that's pretty crazy. Today I did something people were like, wow, you took it crazy. I went back to, and you guys probably know this track more than anybody else, but I threw Chris Lake's Changes, and
yeah.
I got a million tweets and messages. Oh my god, and it was hashtag Changes came on for a little while on the Instagram feed. It was pretty cool. And then after that, I went into a house remix of the Beatles' Come Together.
Yes.
And that was just
it was amazing. And it's funny because him and I, we messaged back and forth, and I called him, oye, te tiraste?
Yeah. Vixen goes 49th Street on me real quick.
Morning, Sushi. Oh,
Sushi's not Hialeah, bro.
Did you hear the morning sushi this morning?
Yeah, they were telling Jen to find a guy in Hialeah.
No, she said Kendall.
Kendall.
Close to World of Beard.
She said that
girl.
Kendall's close to that. That's all she is. That's her party drink and Tinder dates, I guess. That's her. That's her thing. Plenty
Ken.
Of. She drinks like a fish. With plenty of fish. Haha. I saw what I did there. Sorry.
I see a meme coming.
Oh, God. Just don't quote me on that. I hope this isn't recorded. She's going to kill me.
but just like Evolution, you could download our episode.
Oh, wow. That's gonna be great. I know I'm going to hear this. Because knowing you, you'll be like, hey, look, this is what Grim said about you. Then I got to go walk into the studio, and she's like, so Grim, if I threw your mixer on the floor?
So,
that's
Evolution.
Funny.
I love you guys.
Yes.
I've been listening to you guys for a little bit over 3 years. I am so happy to actually be coming forces with you guys and helping you as much as we can here and there. So where can these people, our listeners, follow you guys? I know that you could be followed on Instagram.
Yes, my Instagram is at DJ Grim Official. DJ Grim is spelled with two M's. The Evolution is at Evolution 935. That would be the Instagram for the radio station. You have we're on Twitter. At 935 Miami, and we have our website, www.935miami.com, where you can catch, you can listen live on air. You can see all of our artist picks and all of our DJ intros and bios, and they're trying to figure out how to describe me, but unfortunately they're coming up with a blank here. Yeah, it's just I'm Grim.
Grim.
So they're like, what does Grim do? And then, Marco chimes in from the other side. What doesn't Grim do?
Exactly.
But you can, definitely check us out. We're on, we're on live at 93.5 if you're in Miami. And if you're not, you can go out to Evolution 935 on iHeartRadio. And you can check us out anytime, anywhere. Take us anywhere with you. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I know that you
wow,
don't know
this. I just did an awesome little plug there, huh?
No. But what I'll tell you is, I always say that Evolution is the soundtrack to my life. And not to sound cheesy or anything, but you guys are always on my phone, on my radio, everywhere. You guys are on
Thank
the
you.
Background playing. You guys are playing on the background when Phil asked me to marry him a year ago.
Aww.
So that, yeah. Aww. So you guys have a special place in my heart.
Oh, my God. Phil, I'm so sorry that we have that, you know, we're that constant reminder, like, geez, I messed up so bad. You know, it's like, damn you, Evolution.
Grim. I'm a flipping unicorn. I rave. I cosplay. I'm a nerd. I promote. I'm the winning deal here, man.
You want to become friends with my wife, please?
Yeah.
Like, please.
You know,
that'd be great.
Go to Scarlet, all four of us.
That sounds like an amazing idea.
I think we blindfold her. We're going to tell her we're going to go to Casa de Tia Scarlet. We just go.
I say, before we go to Scarlet, just for giggles, we go to La Casa de los Trucos, right?
Yes. And dress up like Princess Leia, I got you.
Oh, this is change. This conversation's changing. You're really messing up my mindset for my show.
Adrian, I got you, girl. I got you. One day with your girl, she'll be your unicorn. I got you.
Awesome. I can only hope. I can only wait.
Absolutely. Well, I know that your show's gonna come up, and you gotta go. So, any last words?
Yep. This was great. I love. Thanks for having me on the show. I'll see you guys at SuperCon.
Yes,
I'll have the wife with me. Yes, I have DJ Mason J will be in the building as well. We're trying to get him to cosplay.
Yeah, are you gonna be dressing up?
I don't. I still haven't found. I might go as like Peter Griffin just because of my girth and size, you know, just for, you know, just to laugh at it. But I don't cosplay too well.
Nice. So we will see you there, my friend.
Sounds great.
And whenever you want to call and explore your inner nerd, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, wait. So. Just for everybody, my fellow nerds are listening now, I'm going to nerd out for a second and let everybody know, whoever is a veteran Destiny player and is very upset, just to not use a bad word on the air, go to change.org. There is a petition to go against the proposed DLC content, where now original Destiny players are basically required to pay a total of $140 for content that new players are basically paying $60 for.
No.
So that's totally not fair. Yeah, we've had the game, between the game, the DLC, and the new expansion that's coming out, if you total all that together, it's like $140. And then if you buy Destiny now in September, they're basically giving them a collector's edition for like $60 or $70 that has everything. So when you toll that off, we've had it longer. We've, you know, been the early adopters, and we're basically getting screwed for double the price.
Holy wow. We are definitely posting that. Thank you, girl.
Yeah, so, I mean, go on change.org. There's over 5,000 signatures right now. It's growing a lot more, and we're sharing it too because, yeah, man, that, totally not cool.
Not cool at all. They're not very flirty.
No. Bungie greed. Well, guys, I got to go. I got to get ready for the show. So thanks for having me.
Bye, Grim.
Bye, guys. Later.
I love Grim.
Yeah.
I love my new Evolution family.
That was wow, man. I didn't know about that. Doesn't and that's,
and that's
the,
your
and,
next
and,
topic.
And that's next on the show later. Well, I think.
So where in the world is John?
Well, I just tweeted that right now. So we think it's Tijuana. Donkey Show. Donkey, where in the world? We can review.
You think he went to London with Tits McGee?
He went to London. He's sure.
He went to London without us.
I know.
Bastard.
What the hell? We're supposed to go to London in October.
Seriously.
What the hell?
Or what if you went to London with a donkey?
Ooh. Oh, con el burro.
El burro.
So, going back movies, The Rock. You know how you were pissed off that he was going to be in 12 on Little China?
Yes, I was not happy with that.
Well, you know, he's in TV Ballers. Well, now, did you ever play the game Rampage back in the day for the NES?
No.
You were either a gorilla, a wolf, or a reptile, and you had to go up the buildings and punch the buildings and eat people and destroy the buildings.
What game?
It was an 80s arcade game. Yeah.
What drugs were you on?
You're like little monsters, and you climb up the buildings, and you have to destroy the buildings.
Okay.
He's,
oh, smash!
He's actually going to be part of the movie now.
Oh,
but they don't know if he's going to be, like, made into a monster for the movie, or the one who has to save the city from the monsters.
I think he's going to go with the saving part, because that's usually the roles that he's good at.
Well, supposedly in the game, like, when you die, you turn into a human.
So when you die, it goes bloop, 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 bloop.
No, you just, your body goes into, like, a human form.
Oh.
So that's why they're saying that they might give him the genetics, and he'll fight the monsters and all that. So I don't really know. The Rock is just doing way too much right now.
Yeah. So speaking of movies, Pixel. I was really looking forward to seeing this movie because I saw the banners in the movie theaters. I'm like, I want to see it. But then I saw the trailer. I'm like, ugh, totally disappointed. I thought it was going to be like another cartoon, another like Pixar animation. But no. It's real people pretending to be messing around with these little Pixar icons.
I mean, I'll watch it just without the kids.
I wouldn't see it. I'll wait for it on Netflix.
Nope, we're going to watch it.
I will not
see it. Send a whistle.
Well, actually, I have a date, July 1st, at Cinefisto with my sister. We're going to see Magic Mike 2.
Why don't I get the memo for this? What am I doing?
You're going to go see Pixar.
What day are you going?
July 1st.
So.
Moving on.
So we're talking about The Rock so much. I saw Ballers this past weekend.
That's the show that I wanted to see, right?
Yes. It is basically, it was free this weekend because Uber's customers had HBO free this weekend.
Right.
So if you missed it, you saw it. I recorded it so you can watch it.
Okay.
Just you can't watch it with the
but
kids.
But wait, what caught my attention about this show was that it was very closely based to the scouters from UF. That scouting guy that will give him money and
well,
it's
based off the Miami Dolphins.
He's not
a former.
UM?
No, he's a former player for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
And now he's trying to be a financial advisor for these players.
But do they say the Miami Dolphins?
No, you actually see him with the old helmet. Playing a game and all that.
Really?
Yes.
And the Dolphins signed off on this?
Yes, it's in Salt Lake Stadium, and Omar Kelly's in it. That douchebag, Omar Kelly. You know what? No, we have a better douchebag. It has to do with football, but...
I'm sorry, you said life and color. I'm already going back to, life and color.
Let me explain what bothers us. It's Game of Thrones, but football.
Oh.
Somebody died already in less than 5 minutes. And I saw titties everywhere.
Nice.
Lots of titties. And ass.
You know, you can see lots of titties and ass. Started.
So, yeah, no, there was a lot of boobs jumping, and that's, I think you woke up and you're like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, that was a porn scene that I was probably watching in the show.
Lies! You're probably watching porn, and
no,
I was saying that
no, we're going to watch Ballers tonight.
You're such a liar, Phil. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes.
I'm looking in the eyes. So, basically, my favorite TV shows, since we're going to a lot of Comic Cons and all that, The Flash Season 2 is coming back.
Wow.
October 6th. You actually like The Flash. Let me start.
No, the one that I liked was Green Arrow, and it was the scene that Steve Aoki was in it.
The Arrow's coming back also.
Is Steve Aoki coming back?
Maybe.
No, I'm not listening. I'm not watching.
The Arrow Season 4 is coming back October 7th. So that's pretty cool. I'm very happy about that. Before we get to E3, because I want to leave E3 for the last of our segment, we're going to get to...
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag. You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
So,
I
know, but the same douchebag, we're going to do the same guy.
Why? Why are we sharing douchebags?
Because that's actually my thing, it's a sports.
But I always have a douchebag.
Okay, but we're going to do it together. I think he deserves a full douchebag this whole entire week. If you want, you can say who it is. Say it. Say his name.
No, go ahead. This is yours.
P. Diddy or Diddy or whatever the hell you want to call him, thought that he can be Mother Russia.
And why do we keep saying Mother Russia? Every time you say that, you remind me of Kick-Ass. Mother Russia.
He picked up a kettlebell and attacked the conditioning coach for UCLA for talking about his son. You want to know why I called Mother Russia? Because Russians are the ones that brought kettlebells into...
Did you know?
There you go.
And also, did you know that Major Lazer will be on tonight at 11 in the Jimmy Fallon Show? That's right.
Okay, so basically...
You said this, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
This is the same coach who tripped Nolan Carroll of the Miami Dolphins on the sidelines when he was a coach for the New York Jets. So... He is a douchebag, but I'm actually kind of happy that he did it because of the simple fact that...
Wait. You can't call him a douchebag and be happy with his
two boxers. No, because they're both douchebags. One's a douchebag because he tripped a player from the Dolphins, and then Diddy's a douchebag for attacking a guy with a kettlebell. You couldn't just punch him?
I thought he just threw the kettle thing through the window.
No, he actually tried swinging at the guy. Yes.
Did he hit the guy?
No, I don't know. If he did, he would have killed the guy.
But did he die?
No, he did not die. But our good friend Marco... Sean Prime says he needs some furry walls.
Why?
He misses a furry wall. So you don't remember the movie?
Yes, take him back to the Greek.
When he goes, discuss the wall. Discuss the wall.
Pet the wall.
That's basically what, happens. And
you know what you left out? I don't have a douchebag of the week.
That is a douchebag. The douchebag should be Cannon for leaving us here and going to London.
What the hell is Cannon?
What the hell's up with that?
Did he feel left out
because
of SuperCon?
No, I tweeted him, and the producer sent all the notes to everybody. So we just tweeted out, so where in the world is it kind of boom boom?
I'm going to make a picture of a milk carton and just put it all over.
No. I'm going to get the picture of Cameron San Diego and put Cannon Station.
See, but now I'm worried. What if he's sick? What if he got hit by a truck? What if he fell down the hill again running, like how he did last time?
And this is why we're not the greatest acting that I never was, because of the fact that we're super clumsy.
What is that scar that's right now with the laser robot? In my skybox.
For that, we just made them both this.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
That's why you're such a dumbass.
Your mother.
I'm your idiot.
Meet Brad Dalton, the actor who plays Agent Grant Ward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at Florida SuperCon. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at FloridaSuperCon.com. Meet Billy Dee Williams at Florida SuperCon. He is Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at FloridaSuperCon.com.
The theme song to Halo.
No, that sounded like a bit from Enigma.
Or The Undertaker.
Stop being.
So basically, we are on our final segment of the show, which is E3.
Oh, thank God, because I really need to pee. I've been holding it for so long.
So for all you guys who don't know, E3 was last week. A lot of games are come out. We're just going to run down a couple of them. Star Wars Battlefront, we talked about it a little bit last week. It's a game that's been, people have been dying to have come out for a while.
Is that the one where our son said that if this game and this game had a baby, it was this game?
Yes.
Okay, what was this game and this game?
It was Call of Duty and I forgot the other one. And like Star Wars is...
If it was Call of Duty and Halo put together...
They'll make that.
Star Wars Battlefront will be the baby.
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing. You can play... Heroes, Sith, Jedi's. It's just insane. It comes out this year. They're already taking pre-orders for the game, which I'm going to pre-order it for the PS4, even though I don't have a PS4 yet, but I will have one before it comes out. There's historical battles. They showed a lot about Hoth, which is the snow level and all that, which is probably my favorite level because I love Empire Strikes Back. That's one of the games that's come out. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. I don't know if it's a pain because, holy crap, how long is Solid Snake going to be alive? Because the last game I played of him, he looked like he was about to die. He's old as shit.
Yeah, he is.
So how are they making another game?
Because in the age of games, you don't age.
So basically, it's an open world structure, base building mechanics, and emphasis on stealth exploration. It's shaping to be the best game of the series so far, but they've said that every single time, so I don't really know. Would I buy it? Maybe. Depends if they have a multiplayer. They had a multiplayer on one of them.
Wait, but then my next question to you is for what system?
Because, PS4.
Because about a week ago, you were pulling a Sheldon, what game console to buy between another game console. And for all of you that watched Big Bang Theory, it was the episode where Sheldon and Amy are on the floor until the store closes because he didn't know if to get the Xbox or the PlayStation.
You know what we should do?
I am not reenacting that.
No, yes, we should. We should go to Best Buy. Sit you down next to me with your head on my shoulder with both systems next to me and we're going, like, looking at them, like, which one to pick?
And then I ask you, so where do you want to eat? I don't know.
There you go. We're going to reenact that scene while we're going to post it on our website, which is elementsonight.com. So, Fallout 4 is a another game that's coming out. I've played New Vegas, which had glitches. I like Fallout. It's pretty cool. You're some guy and the world became, like, destroyed from a nuclear bomb. And basically, you go outside and you have to like get cans and things and stuff like that. And you have to kill roaches that are huge and monsters that are all mutated.
Okay, I want to meet these gamers and ask them, what crap are you on?
The cool thing is that they made a fake news station saying, our game's really bad? And then some lady on the newscaster is a fake news station. She goes, no, they're not bad because now my son knows how to kill a giant roach when he freaking gets home with that.
This is true.
So it's like, and a big freaking lizard. Or whatever comes out there. Rise of Tomb Raider is coming back. They came out with the prelude. Tomb Raider, you know Lara Croft.
Of course.
Now it's the Rise of Tomb Raider. So now this is how she became the Tomb Raider.
I thought you said
the Rise. No. The Rise of Tomb Raider. I actually like it. I think I'm going to get it. Just for the simple fact that I've played so many Tomb Raider games, I've actually played mostly all of them besides the last one that came out. So I'll probably play the last one first and then this one. I think it's going to be a good game. I'd give it 2 thumbs up for that one.
Okay.
We also have Halo 5 Guardians, which, to be honest...
But wait, why not two thumbs and two toes? It's not that good?
No, it is, because Lara Croft, so you see her in short shorts and, you know, her...
But does she still have the same outfit, though?
More evolved. This is when she's younger. This is, like, the younger...
No, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, and she's involved in the...
Like, graphic-wise.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know how Zelda...
No, this like is not. This is not a pixelated big boobie girl running. No, this is your actually see everything bouncing and moving around correctly.
You're such a perv.
So, Halo 5 Guardians.
We're gonna get sued by Lara Croft's lawyer.
Yeah. The game takes a series of classic gameplay and innovates it with new cooperative elements, like Warzone multiplayer. I don't like Halo. I really never got into it. I think I've only beat 2 games out of the 6 that I've seen or the 5 that I've had. So it's not something that I want. Uncharted 4, which they should have ended at number 3, is coming out also. I'm not really into that one. I'm just running off the list of what E3 said. The Last Guardian is a game that Sony has released, which is probably the number 1 game that they're going to come out with. Super Mario Maker.
What is that?
This you're going to like. You can actually recreate all the levels from Mario, the original Mario game.
Oh, no.
No, it's cool.
That sounds very tiring.
So, like, at the end of the level, instead of having just, like, a little guy that you fight, you can fight Bowser on top of a little Bowser, on top of another guy, on top of another guy, on top of another guy.
No.
Yeah, it's something for the kids to do. No. I think Nintendo Wii is just running out of ideas.
You think?
Well, they screwed up on Zelda. They actually delayed it again.
No way.
Yes.
After we did the whole Zelda Symphony for 2.5 hours, and I fell asleep after the second half. I was enjoying every moment.
Wow, bro. And then the last one is Destiny, The Taken King, which Grimm was just talking about.
Yes.
Which, thank you, Grimm, for telling me this, because I was actually going to get the PS4, and one of the games I was going to buy for it was Destiny.
Nice.
But I think I'm going to wait for Destiny, The Taken King, get the collector's edition, so I can get everything for the price of $60. And that's all I have for E3. Obviously, you guys heard about the Final Fantasy VII already from last week, that they're going to remake it. We have a poll going on our website, elementsonight.com. Click on the radio show button, which you'll see all of our shows. You'll see all the shows coming up, all the previous shows that you can listen to it. you'll see our cosplayers of the month, which is Deadpool cosplay, and our Dark Force cosplays on there also.
Mm-hmm.
Plus all of our tweets, you can follow us there. And of course our poll, which is which game are you excited about that was released on E3? There's one for each company, one for Nintendo, one for Xbox, one for PlayStation, and of course games that play for all.
You know what game they need to remake again? It was my favorite game when I was growing up.
What's that?
Maniac Mansion. Like, that game concept idea.
Wait, Maniac Mansion was the one that the kid had, like, a baseball bat?
No.
And then you hit, like a balloon or something, or, like, a bubble?
No. Maniac Mansion was an actual house, and you had to go inside the house and collect items to unlock things. And you had to do it before the people, the monsters in the house will find you. So, like, let's say there was, like a little goblin in the stairs, and you had to go upstairs. You had to go to the kitchen, find the soda.
Oh, I know. And you had different people. You'll pick somebody to
go
in there.
Exactly. And if you get caught, you'll be sent to the dungeon.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like the person will go into the kitchen, they'll be getting food, and they see you, they'll take you to the dungeon.
Right. And then they'll have, like, you can use the microwave, turn on and off the water. I mean, I love that idea. It was simple. The graphics were simple. If they could remake that game with the original idea of the first game, you know, don't add any crazy graphics or any whatever. Just bring that game back. I would be so
That was
happy.
For Nintendo,
It was
right?
for Nintendo.
Well, that's something that Nintendo should bring out to their Wii console. Not the Wii console, the virtual console. Where you can download the game from the back, from the past. I mean, come on. PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4, when you go into their network to see all the games you can download, they have a wide selection of PlayStation 1 games. Which is ridiculous. How many games you can
play?
Well,
actually, in the SuperCon, in the video game section,
yes.
They sell old school video
which
games.
Which I do want to check that out. I do want
and
to check that out.
And it's not expensive. The guy, I mean, if you think it's expensive, the guy's actually willing to negotiate with you. He just wants you to take it home.
Yep.
You know, but they have all the old game consoles, all the old games, and they're in good condition. I mean,
the cases and everything.
Everything.
So.
Everything.
I mean, without further ado, next week we have our super, super, super con show.
Yes.
Which is
going to
have, basically, you won't hear us that much because it's going to be every interview that we did throughout the con.
Pictures,
everything will be played on our show. So, it's the super show for SuperCon. So, you'll hear every interview that we had with Billy B. Williams, with Linda Blair, whoever we can. You'll be able to hear Kevin Smith's actual speech that he says, this panel. We'll have that recorded also, so you guys can actually hear that. It's going to be a great show. Let everybody know where they can follow you. So
my stalkers, I mean, my new friends, can follow me on Instagram, VixenJ0601. My Twitter is JLauren78. That's JLLORENS78.
Mine is EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the network at EON_network. Make sure to find us. We're going to be dressing in Evolution shirts. We'll be handing out Evolution t-shirts, stickers, our cards, so you guys can follow us and see all the cool stuff that we have. We'll be posting a bunch of pictures from the con, interviewing people. And on Saturday and Sunday, you can catch Vixen J as Wonder Woman with Little Phil.
Which is my little panda that's like Superman.
And you'll be seeing me as Skeletor walking around, terrorizing people, telling kids where He-Man is.
And if you see a huge Skeletor running towards you, it's because he needs to pee, so you need to get out of the way.
Yeah, look, that suit is so... I'm like, well, how am I going to pee in this? Like, I'm not going to rip a hole.
We could cut a little hole.
No, because then my suit's going to get all wet, and then that's going to be issues. And I'm just going to look at people and say, look, stop looking at me, you royal boob. You know, I've been working on the voice. I do not want to do the voice yet. But you will hear it during the con. It'll be funny. So, it'll be cool. So, without further ado, I mean, if you have anything else for your little people. Steam and Bacoy this weekend.
Yes.
Check our website. You guys getting discounts. Or you getting it for free.
And Life in Color.
And Life in Color. So, without further ado.
Tijuana. Donkeys.
Where in the world is El Cannon Boom Boom?
Where's Cannon?
Later, people.
Bye, guys.